producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Evan.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Live from West Acres in Fargo today is where we're at. Hanging out with shoppers who are having a great time on Black Friday. Are you big on Black Friday? Do you like Black Friday? Is it a good thing, a bad thing? And if you don't like it, I have to admit I've not liked the creep, you know, where it... Black Friday, when the store's open at the normal time, fine, it's Friday, your Thanksgiving's done, but this idea that now 3 o'clock on Thursday is the arms race to open earlier and earlier and earlier. But I have softened a little bit just because I've been around so many joyful people here shopping right now. They're really having a grand time. So we're looking for your free plugs for those small town, hometown, locally owned businesses as well today, because we don't want to give all the love to the mega, mega, mega stores. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. If you have, that's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have somebody you'd like to give a free plug to, a particular business or whatever, we had a few of those today. Appreciate that as well. Our constitutional expert, Mark Skogerbo, will be here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go free constitution. Much of the Freedom Fridays is about the Constitution. We're going to go back to the Pilgrims and what they stood for and what ultimately then led to a belief set in the Constitution that really goes back to the Pilgrims. So we'll talk about that today on the program as well. And in the meantime, whatever's on your mind, give us a call at 800-228-0550. Todd and I need to settle this Donald Trump thing and whether we think this was intentional mocking or not. And if you have an opinion on that, if not followed it, try and find the video. Do we have the actual video yet, John?
I saw the video. I mean, it's more visual than anything. But, yeah, he is kind of mocking him.
Yeah.
And so then came this call.
So, out of the thousands of reporters that are covering Trump and his campaign, Donald Trump was supposed to know this one reporter had a disability? Come on, guys. Think about it.
I did.
How many of the Fargo Forum reporters or the Bismarck Tribune reporters do you guys know personally or have ever seen?
Probably just about all of them.
Yeah, me
at
too.
At some point, I mean, I don't know them all personally, but
here's the deal.
Them all. Yeah.
This story was evidently a while ago, so it's feasible that he hadn't. But I guarantee you this, and it, to me, he, you know, okay, this guy's written an article that Donald Trump's not fond of. You don't think they find a picture of him there? Who is that guy? Well, you know, I mean, in other words, you can't watch the video and not think there's some intention in what he was doing there. I really have a hard time believing it. I wish Donald Trump would just own one mistake. I wish he'd just say, gosh, that was insensitive. What was I thinking? I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to call the guy. We're going to sit down. We're going to make I don't know what the deal is. But if you've seen it, weigh in on it. And if you haven't, Todd will have it on our K-Fire and What's on Your Mind pages here momentarily, and you can take a look at it. All right. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is Mary in Bismarck was chatting with us before the break. And had a comment she wanted to... We didn't finish. We didn't have enough time for you, Mary, so we wanted to find out what else was on your mind today.
Well, that's okay. I also saw that Donald Trump video, and by the gestures he made, he knew doggone good and well what that guy looked like.
Exactly.
And my thought on it was, you know, he has done some things in the past that people, like, probably have overlooked because they were so... enamored with, and I was one of them, who with his, you know, I'm going to go do this, and we're so sick and tired of the professional politicians that, you know, but he's really put his foot into it this time, and he better do something to take it out, or he's going to lose a whole lot of his volunteers and people that are supporting him. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm voting for a non-politician. And if it's Ben Carson, it's Ben Carson. And Donald Trump will go by the wayside if he keeps up this junk. And then the last comment I wanted to make is, you asked about how we shop, and I used to shop by where I could get the best deal at, but I'm getting so sick and tired of all these people that think they have to open up early and don't give their employees time to be home with their families, that yesterday I sat down and made a list of all the stores that were open here in Bismarck. And when it comes to buying Christmas presents this season, I will not be buying any presents at their stores. My Christmas budget is about $1,000 a year. And in relationship to everybody else, that might be peanuts. I don't know. But I'm not going to buy presents from those stores. I'll make it a point to go to the ones that weren't open. I'll find my stuff one way or another. And, you know, if I go into those stores during the Christmas season, it'll only be because I have to get something basic, like a pair of socks or something.
So you're going to go so far as to say, if you are in the Black Friday craze, then I'm not going to shop there.
No, Black Friday I'm okay with. I won't get up and go out early in the morning. I mean, but, you know, if other people want to do it, I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're talking Thanksgiving.
I'm talking Thanksgiving.
I call it Black Friday creep because it's still Black Friday. They're trying to influence. They just keep opening earlier and earlier. So what, you know, I guess what I'm trying to get at is what offends you? Where does the line, is okay to open at midnight?
No. I think it was dumb enough when they started opening at 5 o'clock in the morning.
So, yeah, normal time on Friday. But which ones are going to be blacklisted, no pun intended, by you because of the early... When does
it
start?
Well, most of the national, you know, stores, your JCPenney's, Herberger's, Kmart, any of those that were open yesterday, Best Buy, Sears, any of those that were... Like I said, we're open yesterday. I'll only, if I have to go there during this Christmas season, I'll only go there for a basic necessity. I won't Target. I won't go there for anything Christmas related.
Yeah, I hear you, Mary. That's an interesting approach and a strong one. First one we heard today, but appreciate your call very much and your comments. Call again, 800-228-0550. I was in Minot last week and posted a photo of something I found at a Christopher and Banks. Todd and I like to shop there, so I stopped in there to look for something for him. I don't even know what a Christopher and Banks is. I'm joking, but
Sound like anything I hang out.
But it was a mall store.
Fitch or one of those or what?
So I don't even know. But the sign caught my attention, not the store. And the sign on the front of the store, this was last week, said closed for Thanksgiving. We believe that Thanksgiving is a special time to share memories with family and friends, which is why we've decided to remain closed on Thanksgiving. We hope you take some time to rest, relax, and eat a bountiful meal or two. Once the meal is over and the dishes are put away, if you need a break, we invite you to shop with us online Thursday and add us to your must-shop list for Black Friday and the weekend. So, And judging by the comments, a lot of people really appreciate that approach, too. All right, some texters with their comments and the free plugs. Welcome here. Let's see. Mike says, Napa in Minot has Black Friday sale on tools. There you go. Free plug for him. Another texter says, a lot of people identify as Christian but are far from being one. If all who say they voted accordingly, the USA would be a much better place. It's because of false Christians that people like Obama, Reid, and Pelosi get elected. See, here's the deal, and maybe this kind of goes back to a comment from an earlier caller who blamed Catholics for President Obama being President Obama.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Well, and again, there are you see stats like that, and I've heard that from priests that say if Catholics would live their faith, you know, they would, and a big enough number of them, they could have a lot of political sway, right?
Would Obama have really lost had the Catholic vote swung way the other way?
If everybody who identifies as a Catholic, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He would have. It was a big enough number that it would have. But again, I don't think people vote saying, I'm Catholic, therefore I'm going to vote blank, right? I'm Christian, therefore I'm going to... And that's what, in the texture's comment here, you know...
Let me put it to you this way. Did Catholics vote for Obama more than vote against Mitt Romney or whoever? Maybe it wasn't so much him so much as a vote away. Hey, if the other guy ran a bad campaign, the other guy ran a bad campaign. I mean, that's what happens.
Well, and that was part of it, too. But, I you know, as a Catholic, I wish more Catholics would vote true to what the faith teaches you. But obviously, not every Catholic says, I'm going to be guided in how I vote based on my faith.
And what's the current Pope going to tell you? Well, how would the current Pope have voted? And have you seen what he's said about climate change and that whole thing going on?
Yeah, and in that case, he's obviously has to weigh, okay, where are they at on the pro-life stuff? Where are they at on climate? Where are they at on, support for the poor or taxation?
I'm saying the current vote would have voted for Obama.
It's dangerous territory to say you are, in other words,
I'm Lutheran. I realize I don't count, full disclosure, but still.
This texture is saying false Christians, and I'm saying it's dangerous to get into the business of saying you're a false Christian because you didn't vote the way I wanted you to vote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
agreed.
Dangerous stuff. Appreciate the call. Charlie in Towner County is going to bring us back to the holiday shopping topic, and we'll get to it next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Emailer wants to know when I'll be heading to Bismarck next. I get a little nervous when people ask a question like that. I mean, say, hey, are they trying to clump me over the head with a big club or what?
Well, this particular person has a gift for me, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, wants to be a courier.
Yeah, exactly.
It will all be there on Monday. Bismarck on Monday, New York City, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Woohoo!
Hey, so who's filling in for you? Because you're not expecting me to be solo, right? You never let that happen.
We did that
at the State Fair once, and it turned out horrendous. So.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is going to be in the chair one day. We've got Pat Finken for a couple of days. Pat always does a great job. And we have Steve Hallstrom, as a matter of fact.
Steve Hallstrom.
Yeah, actually, Steve Alstom and Greg Steeman are going to team up. Greg is the market president for First State Bank, Donald Lamore. But Steve and Scott, Steve and Greg have worked together before doing basketball games for Midco. So a couple of sports guys. You know, Greg's a coach and nice guy. So
you have to wear pants three of those days. That's good to know.
You'll be in good hands.
Normally it's just me in a room alone, and Scott's out. You know, like today he's at West Acres, and sometimes he's in Watford City or whatever. And it doesn't matter whether
I'm just rarely in the studio.
But those days it will matter. So
yeah. Anyway, let's see here. If you saw the Donald Trump video, do you believe him when he says? Doesn't even know the reporter, not mocking him, or do you think he's lying and he was making fun of someone that has a handicap? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550, and get those free plugs in. We have a few more minutes left to get the free plugs in by text at 701-226-8503. You can call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air.
Don't forget the plug for Ace Hardware in Bismarck that Shelly actually had texted quite a little while ago now. Locally owned, fantastic hometown service. The whole Hins family's invested, working hard to serve the community. Jeff and his sons worked late on Wednesday night to set the store for Black Friday so their staff would not have to. And they're busy preparing to open a store in the north end of town, which will serve Bismarck from two locations.
Charlie's on the phone here. Charlie in Towner County, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, you did double duty today. You texted us a note and called us. God bless you.
No, I didn't text you.
No, that wasn't from Charlie. That was from Shelley.
Oh, I thought you said Shelley in Towner County. Is that what you said, Tom?
No, not in Towner. She's not in Towner County.
Am I hearing things or what?
You are hearing things, yes.
Yeah, I thought that's what you said. Okay.
Charlie.
Yeah, well.
The reason I called, when you got into broadcast, Scott, the first thing they told you was you're going to make a lot of money, right?
They did not tell me that. No, I never heard of that.
No, that came along later. That came along by accident.
My first full-time job was $500 a month, the entire month.
Wow.
That's what my old man paid me, $500 a month.
And so you got all the weekends and nights and everything off, holidays?
Didn't happen.
I worked 4 years, and I got to work most of them. And then I went to a hospital and worked 31 years, and, you know, we never closed down once. You know, we got to work holidays, weekends, nights, whatever. So when you
the patients still need attention. You're right.
Well, this is interesting, Charlie, because a lot of people call and say, you know, it's awful that they do that to their employees. And if they think that of stores, they should think that of hospitals too, I guess, right?
And radio stations, for that matter.
And radio stations and a few other things. Up in Towner County, you know, we shut down on Thanksgiving, unfortunately. So you can't even put a restaurant.
I hear you. Very good point.
I think when these people complain about some of these things, they really should just continue to have their lives, not say, I ought to get the day off.
Well, I think that anybody who works, first of all, North Dakota has barely above 0% unemployment. So if you don't like working in the retail world, take another pick.
Right, and besides, when you're in TV or radio, you're in showbiz.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a job.
Yeah, got it. All right, Charlie, appreciate the call. Very
good
point.
You may have gotten $500 a month, but you got room and board, I bet, too. So.
Yeah, that's what he always said. My dad put you up for that, or what?
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking, you're working for the family, you're getting a side benefit. I got $600 a month, but I didn't get free room and board. So.
I remember when I got up to a grand a month, I thought I'd hit the lotto, you know. Incrementally got up this deep.
That's why I started doing like wedding dances and stuff, and the next thing you know, I was getting like three or four times as much doing that as I was doing the radio thing. But it was because of the radio thing I got those. So
So did we take care of the folks at Ace Hardware there in Bismarck?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so Jeff and his
sorry about the confusion, but it was from Shelly, not Charlie.
This is the kind of business that we love plugging. Locally owned, hometown service, you know. And they said the whole Hinz family's invested in working hard. Jeff and his sons late Wednesday night setting up the store, getting ready for Black Friday. And so the staff wouldn't have to, you know.
Well, and in fact, on this coming Thursday, K-Fire is giving away a Toro snowblower from Kirkwood Ace, so.
Pretty cool.
And
they're going to be opening a store on the north end to better serve Bismarck from two locations, too. So Texter says it's where I shop. I'm glad you called. Faye and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Faye.
Hi, I'd like to put in a small business plug.
Of course.
It's for Lone Tree Shooting Supply in Maysville, North Dakota.
One more time, Lone Tree what?
Shooting Supply.
I still didn't hear the middle part. What supply?
Shooting.
Oh, main Shooting Supply.
Yeah, they opened last year, 1 year ago, on Small Business Saturday. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary tomorrow.
No kidding. And they're in Maysville, you said?
Yeah.
What's the hot item? What do they sell?
Guns and ammo.
Just didn't get any simpler than that, right? The guns and the ammo. Anything to
that's
shoot.
Right.
Is there a hot
things
item, though? Is there any big item, big seller?
I don't know. We're going up there tomorrow, so I'll find out tomorrow.
All right. But they're right there in Maysville.
They are, right on Main Street. Maysville helped them put together their store and got them going, and they're doing really well.
Carrie wants a 45 Ruger. We got a chance to try out six different. Well, I tried seven. She tried six. And yeah, now she wants a 45 Ruger. Should I be worried?
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah.
They've got
classes coming up for concealed carry coming up in the middle of November here, so they're active.
Perfect. We love those folks that help us celebrate the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
That is great. And the name of the business again, what Shooter Supply?
Lone Tree Shooting Supply.
All right, Lone Tree Shooting Supply, downtown Maysville.
That's right. Right.
We got the plug in, Faye. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Got an off-air call here, Todd, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah.
I got on the comment on your show today. My spouse works in retail, and I think it's a joke. I think we've forgotten about the true value of Thanksgiving from now on anymore. It seems like we go from Halloween right to Christmas. I mean, do we forget about what built this American? And then they wonder why we have problems, racial issues, and stuff like that, because people don't get together anymore and enjoy themselves. I think the shopping could end. I mean, if they're going to lose that much money in just that little bit of time, obviously they shouldn't be in business in the first place. I think it's a joke. I get the Black Friday thing in the shopping after Thanksgiving, but I don't think we need to open up. I think we need to go back till we close at 6 o'clock Wednesday night and open on Friday morning at 8 o'clock so people can enjoy their families. That's my take on it. Thanks, Scott. Enjoy your show. Have a good weekend.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
So the pillow guy came back around, Todd, and I did convince him. He's returned the pillow now.
There you go.
Yeah, wrote down the telephone number for him. And for one, he was paying $80 for a pillow.
Oh, for God's sakes.
$80.
My pillows are not that much.
I know. Incredible.
And they're better.
Exactly right. So, yeah, you get the two of the classic size, I want to say, for $60. That's two, though. The two-for-one deal.
Huh.
When you use
you're
the promo code
Scott. Your life on your pillow. I mean, come on. Let's do it right, right?
Exactly right. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. And you get yourself this incredible deal for the holidays right now. Now to the end of the year, 4-for-1. Two classic MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, and you're paying the price of one. And they've also extended their money-back guarantee through March 1st. So it wasn't too hard to convince this guy. It was a smart move to go with our pillow rather than his pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or 800-506-9028. They normally have a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's going through March 1st now. Through March 1st. Meaning sleep on it the entire time, you'll love it. Got a note from a listener the other day said, bought matching king-size MyPillows. My husband used his for a bit, but stopped because he said it was too fluffy. He's gone through two cheap pillows a year ever since, and I'm still using MyPillow from day one. Take it on vacations, never leave it. My puppy enjoys laying his head on it. It's as poofy as the day I bought it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, see, I got to fight the cats for mine, not to mention Carrie. So.
Yeah, exactly right. Doug Goring, our ag commissioner in the state, sent me a note over the break, and he was listening. Shout out to our great ag commissioner, Doug Goring. He said, I've been listening to the comments this morning about those who work on holidays and weekends. One thing I would offer there is a difference between a need and a want. We touched on that earlier. We need certain services that support life, food, energy, medical services, etc. It appears to be an encroachment on the family. There is no doubt that, you know, there is that encroachment happening in almost every area we look. Now, the only thing, again, I would say is if no shoppers came to the stores wouldn't be open. So I think we're part of the problem, more so than the consumerism or the stores themselves. I would also say I am impressed with the amount of families that are out here doing this together. There's not many people just walking around themselves. A lot of mother-daughter combos, which is, I think, pretty cool. But by and large, if I had a perfect world, I'm kind of with Doug. I'd love to know that Thanksgiving was just around the table. No need to shop, no need to worry about shopping. It's good stuff. Glad you're listening, Doug. Thank you. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's Freedom Friday. We do this every Friday. We bring in our constitutional expert, Mark the Freedom Poet, Skogerbo. I'm going to go to Mark in just a moment. I do need to get to Neil in Alexandria, Minnesota. Last call on the holiday shopping topic, and then we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about the Constitution and the Pilgrims. Hey, Neil, what's on your mind?
What a beautiful morning. Say, I don't want to sound like a Scrooge, but my attitude is every day is a Thanksgiving day for me, and I just, me personally, and I just got a problem with the government telling us, this should be a Thanksgiving day, this should be a President's Day, this should be a Columbus Day, and most of it's all about the money game. And then if I could make one comment about Donald Trump, look at the people that make fun of his hair. Look at the people that make fun of Christie's weight. Look at the people that used to make fun of the way Ron Paul looked, that he was a feeble old man. You know, we're just too thin-skinned, I think, out here. Like I said, this is all about money. Same way with Easter and go on and on. It's all about money. Valentine's, Halloween, just how much money can we spend? And that's the way our government was too. Look at George Bush after 9/11. He says, "Oh, we can teach it to terrorists by going out and spending money." I guess nobody cares about debt.
Yeah, is that the best way to show somebody you love them? By giving them stuff, or is it just loving them?
Well, that's the way we are with the foreign policy. It looks like we give all this money to other countries because we want to buy their friendship. I'm sure you don't go buy your friends, do you?
No, that's what I'm saying. Neil, I appreciate the call. A lot of insightful comments from our listeners today, as always, and we appreciate it. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Now, if you have a question about the Constitution, we welcome your call. Rest of the program, Mark the Freedom Poet, my friend Mark Skogerbo here.
How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, Scott.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Did you do a little turkey yesterday?
I did so much turkey that I was afraid I would just maybe make a small burpage on your program, but I seem to have recovered.
Oh, good thing, because I didn't want any burpages on the air today. What I was hoping
no,
for.
No, I
some,
hate burpages
some...
on the air. It's just, you know, I don't have my cough button here on my end.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the Mayflower Compact.
It's unbelievable. The first Thanksgiving and these people that really. They really gave us a huge chunk of our heritage, and they were probably the purest and the cleanest voices for religious liberty that started our country. The Plymouth Colony, the Pilgrims, they started off in England, and by the time James I became king around 1600, he insisted that everybody be Anglicans and submit to the bishops, who were just really mean. These separatists were hounded and bullied and forced to pay assessments to the Church of England. They didn't want to have a church where the king was the head of it or the queen. They wanted to have a simple worship. They read the Bible. They sang hymns. They prayed extemporaneous prayers, which were very rare. And they were hounded. They had to go to their houses to worship by staggered intervals. And they were being spied on, and they were getting clapped in prison and threatened with execution. Finally, they fled to Holland and lived over there for 12 years until they indentured themselves and got a ride on the Speedwell and the Mayflower and headed our way with the desire to literally bring their Christian faith along.
So essentially, this Mayflower Compact was, I guess, a foreshadow of the Constitution, played a role in the ultimate Constitution. Would that be right?
Big time. And by people that literally, they gave up everything. They gave up all their land for religious freedom, which later on became the first line in the first of the Bill of Rights. So, but they came, they had this horrible experience going over the ocean in a volleyball-sized hold of the Mayflower, and they get to Plymouth Colony. They realize they had gone north of Virginia, and so they weren't under the rule or the patent of the Virginia Bay. So they decided that these people would just jump off the ship and be undisciplined. So they decided they had to have a government. So they made this compact, this covenant to each other and to God called the Mayflower Compact, which they signed in November of 1960, and they pledged allegiance to each other and to whatever rule, and they said, in the name of God, amen, we whose names are underwritten, loyal subjects of King James, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of Christian faith and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in this northern Virginia. They say, we solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one another, covenant. That means promise to God and each other, just like the Declaration of Independence was a covenant and a promise to God and each other, and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic for our better ordering. They had started off in two ships. The Speedwell started to come apart and sink. They went back to England, started over, and all the nobles got off. They realized that they were all common people. So for the first time in the history of the world, a government was established of free and equal men. And they were so tough and so committed to their faith, that first winter, half of them died. Of the 13 wives, 9 of them died. And they still were so thankful, so incredibly thankful. And then, if I got time, I'd like to mention how God gave them the provision of something like Joseph. This Squanto had a story similar to the Joseph story. And he literally saved all of their lives. Do you have time for me to go into that a little bit?
Sure, yeah. No. So, and by the way, this is when now? This is 1621?
1620 is when they... In 1620 is when they made the Mayflower Compact. They escaped England in the first place for religious freedom. And now, the first winter was so severe, and they had scurvy and everything else, and half of them died. And yet... And here they were in a place. Remember, people say that the Pilgrims stole the Indians' land. Well, all of the Patuxets who owned that land had died of a pestilence. There wasn't a man, woman, or child left. So that land, literally, where they landed in Plymouth, off of Cape Cod, belonged to no one. In fact, all the rest of the Indians, the Nauset and the Wampanoags and all of them, were afraid because they felt that whole area was cursed. So the people came and they found 4 streams on a hill and some land was already cultivated, but it had belonged to the Patuxets, who were all dead.
So do they encounter the Native Americans? They encounter these tribes as soon as they land, or early in the time here?
When they were looking for land, they ran into some Nauseats and got into a few fights, but nothing happened. And then, shortly thereafter, when they got a thing up, a man came named Samoset who said, "You got any beer?" And he was a chief of the Algonquin from Maine. And
are you making this up now just because you like beer?
No.
This actually happened.
We're out of beer, but we got some brandy. He thought that was great.
So we're out of beer. I didn't realize beer had that kind of history.
Well, see, the water was so bad in England that they a lot of them drank beer. It was pretty cheap to basically kill off any of the bugs. That's one of the things they loved and felt that God had brought them to Plymouth, because the water, they had 4 streams that were so cool. But anyway, this poor Squanto had been taken into slavery. He'd learned English and the Christian faith. He came back 6 months before the Plymouth colony, the Mayflower, landed. Goes to find his tribe of Patuxets, this ferocious tribe that killed every white person they could find, and every man, woman, and child was dead. So he wandered lost and just defeated, and he shows up at Massasoit's camp, the Wampanoags, and there he met Samoset. Samoset had a heart for these pilgrims. He said they're like babies, and they will not survive. They have no chance unless somebody teaches them how to plant corn and how to fish.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hang on. More of that story after the break here with Mark the Freedom Poet on Freedom Friday.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the Expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook. And NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Gerald.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
On this Black Friday, if you're thinking, gosh, I wish I made a few more bucks so I could buy some more Christmas presents and all these great bargains, you might want to think about one of the great careers waiting for you at Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They have 30 service centers all across the USA, two in North Dakota. In fact, one that opens Monday in Williston and one in Kildare. And they're looking for technicians, part representative, and service writers with salaries up to $35 per hour. If you want one of those great jobs and a great health care plan and great benefits and, by the way, even a housing allowance, if you're in Kildare, your choice of either a cash housing allowance or free housing in one of their townhome living accommodations, Call them at 507-696-1164. PolarServiceCenter.com. PolarServiceCenters.com, rather. Click the career link or call Terry, the HR manager. This is his cell phone number, 507-696-1164. Tell him, hey, Scott told me to call you. All right? Mark the Freedom Poet in our Constitution class for a Friday here on our Freedom Friday continues. We also have a couple of business plugs to get in, one from Janet Mandan and one from a texter. We'll do that before we're done. I want to give Mark a chance to finish his story about this is really a neat story. So he comes back, finds everybody dead, and says, what am I going to do? Comes up with another Native American and starts saying, hey, you know what? There's going to be nothing but dead pilgrims here unless we band together. Pick it up from there.
That's right. And he says, well, in a couple of days, Squanto tells him, he falls in love with them and they with him. Remember, by this time, Squanto could speak English and was a Christian. So he said, in a couple of days, the river's going to be full of fish. And they looked at him because they'd caught one cod in 4 months and were starving to death. He said, make baskets. Well, 4 days later, the rivers were full of fish. He went and caught them all, and then he put three fish in each hill of the Indian way of planting corn, planted corn, said, now you've got to guard these hills for 2 weeks, otherwise the wolves will come and dig it up. So he taught them that, and literally every one of them survived and would have died had they not learned how to plant corn. Then he solved their economic problems by showing them beaver, which beaver was just the rage, the beaver pelts over in Europe, and made a lot of money for them. So anyway, long story short, then they decided they were so thankful to God, they decided to have the first Thanksgiving. And so Massasoit, this amazing chief, probably the kindest chief in all of America, with him, they had a treaty that lasted 50 years, including extradition. If one of the pilgrims would have hurt an Indian, they could have executed them. I mean, they had this perfect friendship, and it was an example to all of us about racial cooperation. So they decided to have this amazing Thanksgiving, and the Indians brought several dressed, like 24 turkeys, 5 deer, and then for the first time they treated them to popcorn, which they'd never had before, and maple syrup on cornbread. They called it hoe cakes. It was just fabulous. In return, then, the pilgrims made pie for them for the first time. Apple pie, blueberry pie, and also they gave them some wild grape wine, which they'd never had. Whoops. But they wrestled. They had target practice. The Indians didn't even want to go home. Their Thanksgiving went on for 3 whole days, and they thrived, and they worshiped God earnestly every day of their lives. Bradford was elected the president of their group for 36 straight years, and they just lived happily ever after.
Oh, pretty amazing. And, Mark, ultimately, that pact, if you will, and what it formed led to, you know, the tenets of the Constitution, right? I mean, there's ways of what happened there in 1620 and 1621 that ended up in our Constitution over 150 years later.
Absolutely. In fact, the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. You know, and talking about reference to God and nature's God. And then they had that covenant. They signed that declaration of war on England. And they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to that liberty that all are created equal. And we don't get our rights from the king or from government. We get them from God. But absolutely, that second covenant was an absolute echo of the Mayflower Compact of the Great Pilgrims.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, well, great stuff, great story. Keep it up, and we'll do it next Friday on Freedom Friday. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to all your wonderful listeners. God bless you all.
And if folks want a Constitution class in North or South Dakota, they call you how?
612-237-1516 or email me at markmfreedom@aol.com.
Sounds good,
I'll
sir.
I'll go anywhere.
Care.
Everybody gets a free Constitution, and I sell some books.
It's a good deal. Hey, Janet Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Well, I enjoyed listening to that story. That was interesting. But anyhow, I was going to give a plug to a business on Memorial Highway. It's called Safe Ship. And for all the people that are shopping today and need to ship packages, it is the best place to ship packages because you can just take your whatever there and you don't have to put it in the box because they will pack it for you and they will ship it for you. And they're very friendly. And it's called Safe Ship, and it's on Memorial Highway in Mandan.
Thank you so much. Great plug. A texter sends a note, Western Unlimited, South 26th Street, Bismarck. Western Clothing, Tack and Farina Feeds, Super Black Friday, and Small Business Saturday deals. How about that? Check it out. A lot of good free plugs in there today. Thank you, Janet Mandan. Thank you, all the texters. Thank you, one and all, for listening to What's on Your Mind. We appreciate it very much. Back Monday with the all-new Safety Talk with the North Dakota Safety Council. An incredible story you won't want to miss, folks, on Monday's program, okay? God bless you one and all, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
You've come to learn that if it's worth having, it's never easy. Chasing your dream is a full-time job with plenty of overtime. And sometimes your risk is its own reward. At Alaris, we believe happiness should be a limitless venture. That's why supporting your labor of love is our labor of love. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Kickstart your savings at Max Black Friday Sale. Stores opening at 5 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Get an incredible 40% off tools on Friday from 5 to 10 a.m. only. Stuff someone's stocking with a 9-inch Android tablet, just $59.99. Or get a Trail mini bike at $499.99. Look for amazing doorbusters and more Black Friday deals at MaxHardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.